This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Receive Jesus Christ. You know, Jesus wants you to, he says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul. He wants you to come. He gives you the opportunity to come. Luke 13:3 says it this way. Luke 13:3, here's what Jesus says. He says, I tell you, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. He gives you the warning to come and repent. Matter of fact, Isaiah 1:18 says this. He says, come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. He says, come now, let us reason together. Now, we've already covered it. I'll cover it again. The only way you can please the Father, the only way you can be in the body of Christ, is by believing on the Son. You must believe. Romans 10:9 says this, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Have you called upon Jesus Christ for the pardoning of your sins? You see, as the scripture says, and we mentioned it over again, I don't want to gloss over it, is that you must believe. Have you believed on Christ? That's what saves you. The prayer only confirms it. So if you believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, you believe that He is the Son of God, and that He paid the penalty for your sins on the cross, and that He died, and in 3 days, oh, this is the important part, in 3 days He rose from the grave with all power. In other words, He was dead, but yet He's alive. Do you believe in that? If you would, the Bible says you are saved. But now, are you willing to confess it? Are you willing to confess it in a prayer? Now, you can say any prayer you want, or you can repeat this one. And you only say this prayer if you believe, because that's what saves you, your belief, not the prayer. Here we go. It says, Dear God, I come now thanking you for saving me. I believe that you are the Son of God, and that you died on the cross for my sins, and that you rose from the grave with all power. Thank you for saving me and being the Lord of my life. Amen. If you've done that, we would love to hear from you at Minutes of Truth. We had some other people contact us, and we sent them out some information to help them in their Christian growth. I want to leave you with one other thought here before we go, and we're ending. Here's one thought. I want you to understand that we're not fighting for victory. You say, hey, what this guy talking about? We are not fighting for victory. We are fighting in victory. Jesus Christ already had has the victory. Look at this verse here. 1 Corinthians 15:57. 1 Corinthians 15:57. It says, but thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Man, I tell you, it's all through Jesus Christ. We have the victory. We are fighting in victory. There's a big difference in fighting for victory than fighting in victory. We are fighting in victory. So as you go today, armor up with truth and righteousness.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.